Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. And the Kitab al-Salam, we start a new chapter, Babu Kayfiyati Salam, the chapter on the manner of offering salam. How beautiful Islam is, that one is we are taught the words of salam, and we explain that the salam was something that was initiated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it had come down. And one is knowing that the salam was initiated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we also taught how to offer the salam. In other words, exactly what words to use when offering the salam, how we should go about offering the salam. This and how we should go about replying. This is something unique to Islam. You ask a person that when you're greeting in any other language, in any other culture, in any other religion, they can't tell you how to offer it. Whatever you want to say, you must say. You want to, the other day one person came home and he was a Malawi brother. So he saw another Malawi brother working there, but he didn't know that he was a Malawi brother. There's one Muslim, so it was another Malawi Muslim brother. So this one Muslim brother told that other person, Sia Bonga. And then he told him, Sani Bunani. I told him, you don't mean the word Sani Bunani. So I said, hey, this is your brother, Muslim brother, make salam to him. What are you saying, Sani Bunani? Just now he tell you Moon Bunani and Star Bunani, then what are you going to tell him? So then he started laughing, then he made salam to him. I said, another Muslim must always make salam. Leave all this other bunanis and all that out. Islam is so beautiful. So there is no one word that you can say. You meet Afrikaner, you will greet differently. You will meet an English, you will greet differently. You meet a person who is Chinese, you will greet differently. But in Islam, it's universal, irrespective of what background that man comes. He's from Malawi, he's from Zimbabwe, he's from Somalia, Ethiopia, whether he's from Timbuktu, wherever this person is, he's an English, he's a Arab, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And then that's a reply also is universal. Everyone knows it, everyone understands it. So this is the beauty. So this chapter now is actually telling us the manner of offering salam. So under this, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi, he explains, then yustahabu ay yaqul al mubtadi'u bis salam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It is preferable for the person that is offering salam, the person that is making salam first, to use these words, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, fayati bi dhamir al jam'i. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi is saying that these words are in the plural form. When you're saying Assalamu alaikum, this kum here is plural. Normally, if you're addressing one person in Arabic, you'll say alayka. You know how we say Assalatu wassalamu alayka, ya Rasulullah, addressing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sending salam upon him, we say alayka, one person. But when we're making salam to people, then we say Assalamu alaikum. So the reason for that, ulama explain, is that when a person is greeting a person, a single person, that one person together with him is his malaika. Every person we know has got two, minimum two with him that are recording, specifically for recording. One is recording the good deeds, one is recording the bad deeds. And we must be conscious of this, aware of this. Every time we're tempted to do something wrong, remind ourselves, I'm not alone. These malaika here with me, they're recording what I'm saying, what I'm doing, all the evils that I'm looking, they're aware of it. So they are recording. So one is when you're greeting a person in plural, you're greeting those malaika with him. Then Allah Ta'ala put every person, puts malaika that make hifazat of a person, looks after a person. So together with that, we're greeting a person with the other malaika that are there. And then as we know in salah also, when we're making salam, we say assalamu alaikum, we're saying plural. So ulama explained that what niyat we should be making at that time in making salam is if the imam is on the right hand side of me, then when I'm turning to the right, then I'll make niyat for the imam, I'll make niyat for the musallis, I'll make niyat for the malaika that are all there, that are making salam to everyone, Allah making dua for everyone. And similarly, when I'm turning to the left, if the imam happens to be there, I make niyat for him, I make niyat for the musallis, I make niyat for all the people, that the salam must reach all of them. So this is what a person does in salah. Out of salah, we're explaining, because the person's angels are there, malaika are there. The next explanation that ulama give is that when you use the plural form, you're showing respect. Assalamu alaikum, you're showing respect. And in English, because we say you for everything, we don't know this. Respect is lost. But nice way of understanding is in Urdu, to speak to a person for respect, you say tum. Tum actually is plural. Speaking to many people, you don't just say tu, you say tum, plural. And the reason you use plural is out of respect for the person. So in the salam is hidden a high level of respect also. Making respect, using the plural form, showing a high level of respect to the person that we are greeting. So the next part here, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi says, وَإِن كَانَ وسلم عليه واحدا ويقول المجيب وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. Even though that person that is being greeted is one person, he's not greeting a group of people, a crowd of people, a jamaat of people. Even though he's greeting one person, this is the way he'll make salam. He'll still use this plural form, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And then he goes on to say, wa yaqulu al-mujib wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, fayati bi wawi al-atf fi qawlihi wa alaikum. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi explained that when a person is replying to the salam, now he says, wa alaikum assalam. In other words, what you said, I'm acknowledging that what you said. I'm adding this wow here before I'm saying alaikum salam. Together with what you are saying, is this is what I'm saying in return to you. This is what I'm giving to you. This is the beauty of Islam hidden in this. Is that firstly we're acknowledging what the person is saying. And together with acknowledging, we're adding this wow is there as sort of an acknowledgement. Together with this is my greeting towards you. Alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm also saying it in the plural. So exactly what you intended for me, I'm intending for you. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. We'll continue inshallah with chapter with the different ways and virtues of salam, how the words of salam, etc. We'll continue inshallah on Saturday. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Alhamdulillah.